And your name is, sir?
My name is Ray Myers.
Nice to meet you, Ray.
Ray.
Ray, where are you from?
I'm from Forney, Texas.
Forney, Texas.
And what brings you out today specifically?
Well, I'm here to defend American freedom. I was kind of concerned whenever I saw the announcement about defending the freedom of speech. And we're here to defend American liberty and American freedom. And American laws for American courts. We believe that if all we have to do is enforce the laws that's already on our books, and we don't need any Sharia law or any added laws in here to take over our American system.
Are you familiar with the speakers that are at this meeting today?
No, I'm not. I hear there's a couple of radical speakers here, and I hear there's some peaceful speakers here. We understand that. But we understand that we don't want Sharia law, and we don't want the Muslim traits and so forth, the beliefs and values that come into our country. If they're interested in doing that, then they need to go to a Muslim country.
Of all the people that are out here today, what do you think will be accomplished by this great gathering of those that are opposing what's going on at the center?
This is what you're looking at right here is America. This is grassroots America.
Yeah.
And this is not just a particular faction or a Tea Party or a Republican Party or a Democrat Party. This is all of us who really care about this country. And we care about Christian values and I mean that's all we need to say. We're here. And we're here to defend our country.
Prior to your arrival today, did you have an opportunity to call the mayor's office or the people who organized this or the Garland ISD, call them, send an email or anything
no,
like that?
No, I didn't, but I was really, really highly concerned that the Muslims have already gotten permission to go into our schools and do this sort of thing. I'm a former educator. I was in education for 30 years. And I can tell you that whenever, you know, times have changed, because whenever I was a principal and a teacher and a coach, this wouldn't have happened in the schools. I mean, we believe in freedom of religion and that sort of thing, but this would have been considered over the line.
This may be somewhat of an academic question then, just to ask you this, but do you believe that Islam is a threat to the West?
Yes, it's a threat to the land. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let me ask you this. I'll ask you something.
Okay.
When has the Muslim religion or the Muslim leaders in the United States of America or anywhere in the world stood up and denounced what's going on with all these beheadings and everything? You're talking about police, peaceful factions or whatever? What have they done to denounce this?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
They've made those types of statements when they were pushed on it for media purposes.
Yeah. When
CARE has come out and said we denounce the violence and stuff like that, but it's always been long after the fact.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have not said anything.
Right.
It's kind of like what took place in France recently.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Ray, I appreciate talking to
you
today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate what you guys are doing. Y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. May I have your permission to use this on the Christian Apologetics Project website?
You sure can.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.